You are still listening to Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. Before we continue with the day's top business news, let's talk about a developing new business news story that's just come in. Government reacting to Fitch Ratings affirming South Africa's ratings and keeps the outlook stable. Fitch Ratings has indeed affirmed South Africa's long-term foreign and local currency debt ratings at BB+ and maintained the stable outlook. Government has indicated that it's noted this decision not to further downgrade South Africa deeper into junk status. This statement is coming from the National Treasury. It is circulating already on social media. It wasn't expected, as we are anticipating the outcome of S&P as well as Moody's, who are fellow rating agencies to Fitch. Moving on now with the day's top business news, we are looking at the deadline for tax submissions. That deadline is tomorrow. CEO at the Office of the Tax Ombud, Advocate Eric Mkhawane, joins us on the line. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, and good evening to the listeners as well.
Thank you so much for your time once again. As seen in previous years, the days ahead of the deadline last-minute results of flooding of SARS offices when it is at that time to the final day of filing one's submissions. Would this in any way translate into complaints to your office? Has this ever been picked up as a trend in prior days?
Well, it's not necessarily during complaints. What we experienced last year was just the after effect when people were expecting their refunds. That's the only time we would say there were more complaints. But this is just not, it's just people really clocking the system at the end of the day. By filing a lot of returns around the same time. And it's just South Africa. We always wait for the last minute. It just really clogs up the system because people have to deal with those volumes. And you may, to some extent, experience certain delays because SARS must also verify that, you know, where people have refunds, you know, they must be verified, and so that they avoid paying those that are not legitimate.
Is the Ombud already dealing with complaints from this tax season?
Well, complaints can take different shapes and forms.
Mm.
So they come at any time, and there are definitely complaints that come. We may not be able to say offhand what sort of complaints, but we do receive complaints on a daily basis. There may be from this tax year, there may be from any other tax year in the past. So we can't really put a finger and say, well, because of this year. But, you know, we do see certain trends from time to time. But at this stage, it's too early to say.
Lastly, remind our listeners how they can be assisted by the Tax Ombuds Office in this regard, where complaints are concerned.
Well, they can draw up a form from our website. If they do not have access to that, they can always phone our office, which is, they can do so on a toll-free number. And I must just remind the listeners, the services that we render are for free.
Mm-hmm.
We're not charging anybody. We just help the public out there who have run into problems with SARS, where SARS has failed to resolve their complaint. So the toll-free number, and I'm not sure whether you'll give it at the end of the show. Or,
we can give it now. I mean, we have enough time with you.
It's 0800 662-837. And then the website is taxombud.gov.za. The complaint form is available there. It can be completed and be forwarded to either email, fax, or any other form or mode of communication that they can use. And then we investigate, we look into the complaint. Yes, in a nutshell, that's what they can do. But it's very important for people to follow the SARS Internal Complaints Management System first. Which is trying to lodge a complaint within SARS, unless if their issue is so pressing that it needs our urgent attention.
Having said that, Advocate, do you find that a lot of South African taxpayers are now getting accustomed to the Ombuds Office and making use of that outlet?
Yes, they are. I mean, we've seen an increase in the number of complaints coming to the office from the previous financial year. There was about 62% increase in complaints that we received. People are getting used to it. People are getting to know about the office and the difference it can make to taxpayers. Because bearing in mind what I said, the service is for free. So meaning that when ordinarily could have gone to court in order to enforce certain rights, in this regard, we are able to assist them and like I say, for free.
Thank you so much for your contribution, CEO at the Office of the Tax Ombud, Advocate Eric Mkhawane, speaking to us on the eve of the tax deadline. That deadline is indeed tomorrow.